Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, here we are with our panel, brought over from the show, Bloomsburg Businessweek national correspondent, author of The Rebels, Joshua Green, and she is a Fox News contributor and former senior counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway. Okay. All right, what does the panel think of the ICC? That's the International Criminal Court in The Hague, right? That's where they are. Hey, we usually call them that, threatening to issue arrest warrants, oh yes, for Israeli officials over the war in Gaza. Well, I think our government did the right thing. First of all, we're not part of the International Criminal Court, just for this kind of nonsense. But, okay, I'll let you talk.
Yeah, no disagreement.
Yeah,
no,
I think
take it away.
Okay.
On that.
Yeah, because, I mean, Israel is defending itself. I mean, if you started arresting people around the world, I mean, I said this on the show last week, I mean, you look at all the atrocities that go on in the world, why aren't the kids marching for those? I mean, that's a different story. We won't necessarily get into the kids. But as far as the International Criminal Court, no. Nations have the right to defend themselves. And when you are attacked the way Israel was, you should have the right to prosecute the war to your conclusion. This idea that... If this is pattern that's gone on in the Middle East for 60 years. Israel gets attacked. As soon as they counterattack, stop. Sorry, we tried to wipe you out. Didn't work. Do over. No. All right, what does the panel think of another Boeing whistleblower dying? Is it just coincidence, or is there something more sinister going on?
It's coincidence, not causation, but I think they are providing a public service by giving us information we otherwise would not have.
So I missed this story. So has there been a Putin level of whistleblowers who fell out of windows?
I don't know how they died, but they're two of them are gone, and I won't sit in the window seat anymore. So, you know.
Can I just say, Bill, whenever... You get out of an Uber, a taxi, you say goodbye to a family member, friend, or colleague. They know you're taking a flight. They'll say, have a safe flight. And I always say the same thing. I'll tell the pilot, have a safe flight. Okay, thank you. That's great. But it's gotten a little scary.
It is a little scary. On the other hand, I read the stats recently. It's been a long time since we had a crash.
Very long, thank God, yes.
I mean, and it's, of course, the reason why it's in their self-interest not to crash the plane.
Yes, this is true.
It's in their self-interest not to have the doors flying off either.
I agree.
How much confidence
I understand,
does that give you?
But honestly, how many flights a day and most
thousands
of those doors stay on?
They're all delayed. Okay.
But
they got us here.
Part of the reason why they're delayed is because they're checking, because they don't want it to crash. You know. Okay.
I do get a little nervous when they say, we're delayed today, we're so sorry, we need to replace the computer. They can shut
right.
Up.
First of all, too much information.
Thank you, yes.
Right.
Just tell me that you ran out of pretzels.
Well, they replaced...
Thank you.
As the business guy, they did replace the most important thing, which was the Boeing CEO, who's now gone. So
right.
that instills a little bit of confidence.
Okay. Do reports about Trump napping in court mean he lacks the stamina to be president again? I know he's not napping. It's fake news. Well, he says he's just resting his eyes. He's just taking it all in. What do you think, Kellyanne?
I'm bored, so probably he is sitting there. Bored just reading the clips every day. I think that, look, the media who covers him never thinks that their job is to get the story. They think their job is to get Trump. We've been living with this for 10 straight years. I think that's less important than all the polls that show people don't think Joe Biden's got the energy, agility, acuity. I don't think anybody would disagree with that, that probably Joe Biden's voters are not for Trump more than for Biden. I don't think there's a single hidden Joe Biden voter in this country. I think there are millions of hidden Trump voters in this country.
Why are they hiding?
Because they don't want to argue with people in their friends and family circle. People, Trump derangement syndrome is real. No therapeutic, no vaccine. It makes people otherwise reasonable, honest people of integrity and logic do and say absolutely crazy, batshit things. And so people don't want to feel that every night is Thanksgiving with the in-laws. That's why your vote is private. And just as I said in 2016, there are undercover hidden Trump voters, and people said on Election Day they'll still be hidden. There wasn't a single hidden Hillary vote in the whole country. They were out and about. She had would-be cabinet members buying houses in D.C. I know that because I went and looked at one when I needed to buy a house in D.C. since she lost. And so I say this because look at the polls. People think Joe Biden is not up to the job, whether it's confidence in his competence or just the sheer energy to move from point A to point B. I think it's weird that he shakes hands with the air, never seems to know what's going on and where he's going. I think his family should step in and say, why don't we enjoy the last years of your life, which I hope are 30 more for him, God bless him, but why don't we enjoy those not in the Oval Office with your fingers on the nuclear codes, but maybe in Rehoboth where he spends a lot of time anyway.
But you know, I could show a video right now of Trump.
We see them all day long. Trump is all day long. Trump is everybody's adjective, verb, noun in every sentence.
Could I get three words into that sentence?
On that day. Ta-da.
Oh. You had a long oration there. I'm just going to say, I could put together, and people have, a video of Trump looking absolutely just as senile and doing crazy senile. And of course, Joe Biden is not actually crazy. Your guy is actually crazy. He does. That is Trump derangement syndrome works both ways. If you don't recognize that he has malignant, narcissistic, whatever they call that, it's not just it's just not a personality quirk. That would be one thing. We all have personality quirks. This is a disease. If somebody tells him he's a brilliant guy and very handsome, you own him. That's the most dangerous thing in a president. He doesn't make decisions rationally. The reason why he's so ahead is because he doesn't have to worry about policy points that he makes because no one takes him seriously anyway. He's all over the map. He pulls it out of his ass. He changes one day for the next. So no one ever takes him seriously. It's the greatest advantage a politician can have.
But if you're trying to win over that narrow slice of kind of undecided voters, maybe people who voted for Biden but have lost interest in him, you know, staying awake seems like a kind of a baseline requirement for Trump. You want to project a little bit bigger, right?
Especially if you coined the term Sleepy Joe.
Exactly. Hold on. The reason that he's winning, and thank you for not taking it to the next step, because I know you don't, but many do, Bill, who don't like Trump and don't want him to be the president, which is to castigate and denigrate the millions of people who support him. That's a big mistake. Jamie Dimon had a point from J.P. Morgan when he said over in Davos, why are we making fun of fellow Americans? But so many
agree.
They laugh at his voters. They ridicule them. And I have news for the donors, the anchors, the pollsters, everybody of privilege. There are many more of them than there are of us. And there is one group of people that decides who our presidents are, the voters, we the people, thank God. And I will say this, I think Donald Trump vanquished the Republicans who were running against him, never even taken to the debate stage, for a very simple reason. I don't think these legal cases created his resurgence, but they helped to cement them, number one. But number two, it's for the same bias in hiring we all have. We all have the same bias in hiring. We hire people to do a job who have done the job before. You ask them about their experience. You look at their references. You call people about their work product. We have that bias. And so now people, for the first time in centuries or ever, have an opportunity to look at two presidents who have served in the job as commander-in-chief, as president of the United States, and you decide, do I feel more comfortable or better off with one or the other? It's a binary choice. It's very clean. But as for policy, you can't argue with the facts. You can't argue that 2019 we had the highest wage per household and the lowest poverty rate in modern history. Things were going well.
The
border was more secure. I mean, these things matter to people.
The biggest fact in the last three elections, and in how many in the future, I don't know, is that one guy does not concede when he loses. He does not concede when he loses. This is the crux of what America is. There is nothing more important than that. And you cannot convince me that that's not the truth.
Well, and Biden has tried to push that message. He's just not a very vigorous campaigner on those issues. But if you look at the issues of preserving U.S. democracy, that's one of the biggest vote motivators among Democrats. And even among independent voters who I've been talking to out in some of these swing states, they do worry that if Trump gets back in there, he'll never leave.
Be a man. Tell him to be a man. That's what men do. You ever watch the end of a football game? They fought like hell, and the coaches, they walk across the field, and they shake hands. They don't want to do it. It hurts like hell, and they do it.
It's a good message.
He's the first guy who just won't do it.
It's an equally good message for the many Democratic members of Congress, many of whom are still there because they're in safe seats forever, who have never voted to certify a presidential election of a Republican candidate in this century. They didn't do it for Bush, Trump. No,
it's
this
the
matters.
Weakest so, whataboutism I've ever
me,
heard.
Excuse me, it's not a whataboutism. They either did or they didn't. They won't certify the election results on their January 6th. People need to do that. When the votes are cast,
people need
when
to
they're
do
all
it.
Counted.
Buy
yes,
for sure. What this comedian said will shock you. You can pre-order it now, and it's out May 21st. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, guys.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.